Greetings, Mark Thompson here, formerly of Mark and Brian. You're listening to the M25 show, which kind of sucks. Mine are good. Mark and Linda, daddy versus daughters. But since you're listening anyway, here it is, the M25 show.
Good morning. Welcome to the M25 show. My name is Steve.
My name is Eddie.
I thought, Eddie, you were going to be the main guy to be doing this, so I saw your mic was muted, so...
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but it's unmuted now. How'd you do that?
Oh, okay. I didn't do it. It was you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. Maybe it automatically did it with the
Oh,
intro.
Maybe. Could be.
What do you think, Eddie?
What's happening?
It's just me and you today. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
You know what they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
The show must go on.
The show must go on. Yes, there's some things going on, and you know, Alyssa's off today, and so is Alberto.
Mm-hmm. But
you got us, and we're gonna. The show must go on, and we're gonna roll it right along, ready?
We'll do our best. Joint. We'll do our best.
Eddie, have you started smoking weed yet?
No.
No?
No.
You can't do it, can you?
No, I don't like that stuff.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither. Well, you know what? It's not that I don't like it. Like I told you, I wanted to maybe try it for that knee pain that I had, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so far, so good.
Good, good.
You know? So,
Yeah.
Trying the best I can, Eddie.
Might lead to heavier drugs, so don't do it.
You think so? You think I might hit the heavy drug?
It's a gateway drug, marijuana.
You think so?
I think so.
Why would you say it's the gateway drug?
Because
that's what I want
to know. You try it, and then it's not working anymore, so you try something else.
Oh, I want something harder.
Something harder.
Okay. Yeah, so it all starts with a little bit of puffing the weed.
Might gain a lot of weight too.
From the weed?
Yeah, you get hungry.
Oh, come on, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
Start eating. Start eating a little more than you should.
Okay. Whatever happened just to smoking a little of the wacky tobacco and laughing and having a good time?
Yeah. I don't think that same stuff is around now. It's more, the stuff now is more potent, more chemically made.
It's hard for, huh?
Yeah, it's not natural no more.
Yeah, that's what scares me, Eddie. That it's not gonna make me do it because it's that's not good. I just want the old stuff. I don't care if there's even seeds in it anymore. Remember before that used to be a big thing, you had to take all the seeds out?
Yeah, it's not coming from the ground no more. Now it's genetically altered.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
But anyway, how you doing, Eddie?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Actually, you know what? I have a cousin who... I don't know if he smoked like some tainted stuff and...
Messed
him up in the head. He's all, wow.
He really got loony.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Till this day, he's still like paranoid and...
Really?
It's bad. Yeah, I don't know. He got some bad stuff, I guess.
He had some hardcore stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to do? You got to be careful. They put stuff in the weed today. Yeah. And
well.
You know, not good. Oh, well. Anyway, Eddie, we have a guest coming on.
Heather, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. How do you know, Eddie?
Heather Vesey. She's been on before, right?
Yeah. Did you get the TikTok post or whatever that was?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do you think they might be doing away with this TikTok? What do you think about this?
I guess I could live without it. I mean, like I said, I only watch it maybe a half hour a day, if that.
Yeah, I saw some people really taking it like it's something special in their life, you know?
Well, I think the people that are making money off of it are against it, you know? People
I agree.
People that are that
But it's a China-based thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, see what it is? It's something that people like, and it's from China, where we're not really getting along with them.
It's from a foreign country.
They make something that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably easy to hack into stuff if it turns into a cyber warfare that nobody thinks about.
If they ban it or whatever, but I mean, if they ban it, would you can no longer download the app, or what about the people that already have the app but just not gone. No content?
Gone, Eddie.
I could live without it. I guess I don't watch it that much.
But there's a way that it can keep going on, as if they sell it. Mm-hmm. If China sells it to an American
spies too.
Business.
M25 show.
Billions of dollars, they say. Billions.
We'll put a bid in it for it.
M25 show's going to put a bid in for TikTok.
For TikTok.
They might look at our bid, Eddie, and I don't know. They might go, who are these clowns? Is this a bid or is this a tip?
What kind of a joke is this?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
A lot of people, they go, well, you know what? If China is, you know, they're spying on us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. through the app, I don't care. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything about that. I think they just have access to, look how many people they say that are on TikTok. Like,
well, people from all over the world, right?
Millions of people that, you know, they will have access to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, they're listening to what you, they don't give a shit what you say.
Yeah.
It's if it goes into some kind of cyber warfare type dealing, mm-hmm. you know? But anyway, it's out there. If anybody wants to buy TikTok, any Americans out there that want to save these people, they're going to go crazy if we lose it.
Yeah,
it's up for sale. If you've got some billions laying around.
I think the people, but do you think if they do ban it, something else will come up? Some American company?
Yeah.
Make a different version of it?
I think so. But, you know, it's just the people, like you said, that are already on it, that have put in a lot of time, got a lot of followers, or they're making money.
I think the people that are making money off of it would be the ones that will complain about or gripe about it. But you know, you can't remember if they're made, especially if they're making a living off of it, you know?
Yeah, but those people are pretty much already made. Like, if they're making big money off TikTok and their name's already known,
mm-hmm.
their name's already known. So if they start a new platform kind of like that, that's American based,
mm-hmm.
and they put their name out, follow me, and people know who they are.
Yeah.
If it's somebody nobody knows, of course they're going to have a hard time building up those followers again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have your name established, I don't think you would have I think it's just more of you're comfortable on there and you've... Maybe you're, you know, you won't get everybody back because some people say, I don't want to do this anymore anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what? Our guest who's in the waiting room, who looks very, very beautiful, maybe she can give us what her take is on it and...
get a woman's point of view.
Yeah, because she just has a lot of fans, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. I've got a lot of requests about her, you know, asking when she's going to come back on and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So, today's the day.
Yeah, I had to get her a call and say, hey, you want to come back on the show? People ask about her. They like her, Eddie.
Yeah, today's the day.
Beautiful, beautiful woman, and we're happy to have her back. Let's bring her out right now, Eddie, okay?
Alrighty.
Here we go. Miss Heather Vesely. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. Eddie up here in the dark because he's trying to save electricity.
I see that. Hey, in today's economy, I totally understand.
Exactly. You look very lovely as usual.
Thank you.
Very sexy. And did you hear the conversation we were having before you came on live?
I came in like a minute before, so I heard something about TikTok. That's all I heard.
Yes, about TikTok. We were about how they put in the vote where they can now ban it if they want.
Okay.
And Eddie was saying that people are probably more afraid to that make money on there and stuff like that, that they're the ones that are going to get hurt by it. And I agree.
Yeah.
But if they made another platform, let's just say an American person or company doesn't want to buy it. So China keeps their TikTok and they keep it over there in China. Mm-hmm. And we lose it. So, you know, somebody's going to come up with some kind of TikTok or something for America, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
They say there's somebody like you who's very popular on these kind of platforms. How would that hurt you? And do you think if you just put your name on the new one, the people would know you and just flock to you? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Because back when I first started, like MySpace was the main thing. And I have a TikTok now, but I'm not super active on it. I actually don't really like TikTok. But I mean, Facebook, Instagram, you know, you get a lot of followers. And if they're like your real fans, they'll follow you from platform to platform. I like social media for like interacting with fans, but I also, the other side of it is, you know, people that get sucked into it all day, like to an unhealthy level. So
do you agree, Heather, that people that are making money on it would be the ones that would be against them banning it?
Yeah, I think people that make money on it. I mean, I think social media addiction is a true thing right now. Those people would probably not like it. But I mean, there's so many people that make money from social media. But just like Steve said, you know, there'll be something new and you can always just transfer. Yeah. There's so many platforms to make money on nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's just I saw something. I think it was yesterday they did the vote on to see if they wanted to ban it, and they got the okay to ban it, but they're leaving it open to see if somebody in America wants to buy it first from China and if China will sell it. And, you know, they're interviewing people who are, you know, they're like crying and stuff like, oh, you know, this is our how we've met people. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Those are the addicted people. They need to be off.
Those are the hardcore people.
I know. Yeah. They're like, you guys can't take this away from us. You know, this is how people function, because this is how we've met people. Like, they can't meet people without
regularly.
A
I know. Yeah. Sad day we live in.
I know.
That's the thing now. I mean, people don't want to talk. People don't want to communicate. Don't want to have conversations. You go to a restaurant and everybody's on their phone, except maybe like the older people that are still, you know, they still talk. But most of the people are on their phones, texting, looking at probably TikTok or something else. But
then the algorithm where they feed you all the like negative stuff. I actually flew to New York 2 days ago and I didn't have my phone on. I had like really great, authentic conversations with both of the people that were on the flights with me. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. So, like, I just miss that era.
Yeah. I like interacting with people. It's, you know,
And you know what, Eddie and Heather, it's okay to do both.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can do both and not like this dude I saw on the news, it was almost crying about if they take it away, that's how he met all his friends and everything. And I'm like, oh, man.
He'll have to leave his basement and go meet people in the real world.
Yeah, you got to get out there and be active and meet people.
Yep.
But like, I'm glad Heather agreed that if you have a name on TikTok, like, because Eddie said, if you have money, you're making money on it, those people would be the ones who'd be hurt, except for this wacko who's just going to be sad because he met all his friends on there. Mm-hmm. I can see if you're making a lot of money, but like Heather, you know, if you put your name on a new platform that comes out or something, most everybody's on all Instagram, Facebook, and then if there's a new one, people are going to get on there. So everybody's on everyone. So they're going to flock to wherever this name.
Yeah especially if you use your same like handle name. You know, like for me, when I'm modeling, it's Miss Heather V. So I just use that all across all platforms. So anyone can just Google that and find that on anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eddie, what do you think?
We were talking about that once where we've had people come on, and on all three platforms, they have different names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know how many times, Eddie, I go, hey, we got to write this down because it's all, you know, when we're promoting their places. We're like, okay, well, what was this one again? And, you know, we have to have it written down. But then there's rarely, but there is occasions people come on and there's one name for everything.
For everything.
Yep. And it's so much easier.
Makes it easy.
like Heather, you know, just type in Heather V or Heather Vesley and find you. Yep. Easy. Well, you're very popular and find you anyway, so.
Thank you.
So sweet. But I want to say that you look so good. I know you had a baby.
I did. Well, she's 2.5 now. So.
Oh my God.
See how crazy a crazy baby toddler.
But oh my God, you got that body back in no time. I was like, holy mackerel! Look at this model. No wonder she's a model, Eddie.
Got the terrible twos. Yeah, no wonder she's a model.
I stayed pretty active, like through my pregnancy, and then even, and of course, chasing a toddler around. Like I try to eat pretty healthy. I love hiking. I try not to let myself get too crazy out there. Pregnancy's not an excuse to just eat whatever you want.
Right.
Yes. I had a question. These, I know you're on social media, and I don't know if you've ever done, you know, because OnlyFans seems to be kind of out there, and a lot of people do it. We've had a lot of guests come on that are on OnlyFans, but I never asked them, is it a good thing? Is it worth being on it? I mean, for a beautiful woman?
I'm like the worst person to ask that. So I have an OnlyFans. I do enjoy it. You do make money on it. Obviously, the more people are always going to want more. So like, I don't do porn on there. Okay. But you always are going to get, like, if you are a porn star, then, you know, you probably make a ton more. I just use it for my modeling photos. But I'm constantly getting requests to do more. That's not what I want to do. But I mean, yeah, you have the potential if you're interacting. I have friends that do it as like a full-time job. You know, they get up from 9 to 5 that they're on there interacting with their fans. And that is their sole base income. So I do think you have the potential to make good money on there. But you're always going to be tempted to do things out of your comfort zone. You know, so you just have to have strict boundaries of what you will and won't do.
Interesting. I didn't know. I guess people can actually communicate with you and they can ask you, hey, do you do this or can you do this? And it's up to you.
Yeah. Like I've gotten like private request for like feet stuff. So maybe that's not something that I would just naturally put on there, but I mean, I'm fine with that. So, you know, I will send feet pictures and then they can like tip you or whatever. Like as long as it's within something that I'm fine with doing, sure. Mm-hmm. But you know, so, you get stuff too that, you know, you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
So have you had people ask you that they want a picture of your feet?
Oh yeah, I've sold lots of feet pictures.
You know what? There's guys out there that love women's. Yeah, I mean, I like women's feet too. If they're pretty.
But
you would be surprised that.
I'm trying to remember. There used to be a Facebook group. It was called like Pizza or Feet for Pizza or something. You'd put your picture of your feet up and then like someone would buy you a pizza. It's like the craziest thing. And you know, it's funny.
What do you think about men like that that have certain fetishes like that? Do you think, are you cool with it as long as?
Oh yeah. Okay, I don't judge anybody. Like honestly, like everybody has their thing. You know, if they're open about it, I actually appreciate that more versus it being like a hidden thing. So if you like feet, you like feet.
Exactly. Eddie, what do you think? What do you think about the feet and having the fetishes? And
yeah,
would you be embarrassed? Let's say you were a guy. So Eddie's not on social media too much. He's on TikTok. Yeah. The only one he's on that might be.
The only one that I'm on is going to
be very sad about it ending.
I could care less.
Let's say you signed up for Heather's page or whatever, whatever she does that's making money. Mm-hmm. Would you. And you're looking at her, she's a beautiful woman, right? Mm-hmm. Would you be okay to tell her whatever your fetish was and ask her, hey, can you send a picture of this or do that? Or would you be a little embarrassed or intimidated because she's like hot?
I think we would have to interact a little bit first before you get that comfortable. I think you would have to get to know her and see what kind of get a feel for what she will do and what she won't do. So I think. After that, then yeah, maybe hey, would you? You know, this is something I'd like to see. You have to get to know what her comfort zone is.
You have to build trust too. I think I'm pretty open minded, and I think a lot of my and I don't even like to use the word fans. Like a lot of them are true friends too, but they'll tell me they're like you make me feel really open to be able to share you know whatever it is that I'm interested in because. I'm like the least judgmental person. So I'm like, whatever. As long as you're respectful to me, like that's fine.
Yeah, I guess that's right. It would be kind of weird. Like, let's say you join Heather's page and right off the bat you ask, hey, can I have this or can I have that, instead of like talking for a while or a few days, a week, and then, you know, you guys start laughing and getting along, and then
she'll probably delete you.
Oh boy.
I don't delete. I mean, unless you're like crazy, but I don't.
Well, I've told the story before, even when Heather hasn't been on, that Heather almost knocked me out once. Mm-hmm. And because I asked for something from her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember. I still have it. I have it in the frame.
Talking about the underwear bra thing. Yes. I made. I was wondering why you didn't send me that for this one. I was like, maybe he got bigger underwear this time.
No. You actually sent me your underwear and you signed it.
The M25 underwear.
Yeah, Eddie, I sent her. Do you remember when we sent her a pair of was it the boy briefs?
Yeah, and I tried to put them on and couldn't even get over my butt, so I had to cut them and like put it on like a halter top.
I thought that was a good idea. She turned it into a tube top, Eddie.
Yeah, tube top.
Do they still call them tube tops? Is there tube tops out there?
I think
the older days.
Crop tops. I don't even know. Bandeau tops.
but anyway, I tell this all the time that we get into the fetishes. Everybody, my fetishes, I was like, oh my God, Heather, she sent her underwear. And I was like, you know, not that I'm a pervert or nothing, but, you know, I had to see what Heather smelled like. Mm-hmm. And the perfume was beautiful. I didn't expect it though. So I took a big hit of weed. I almost knocked out. Heather almost knocked me out, and she wasn't even here. All the way across the country.
Mission accomplished.
What, you have a little bit of an accent. I think it's very cute. What is that?
I'm from upstate New York. So a lot of times people think it's like a part Canadian, part like Northern New York City accent, which makes sense. Cause where I grew up is like 3 hours from Canada, like 3 hours from the city. So I don't know.
Eddie, can you tell?
A country New York accent.
I really can't.
I guess a little New York, but it's got something else, like from another country. It's got a little bit of that.
Funny, like people I meet in Georgia, they're like, "Are you British? Like you have like a British accent." I'm like, "No, I'm from like the country part of New York."
Oh, you got a unique mix, I guess. Let's say that. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, you got any questions for Heather? Since I've been hogging her this whole time.
What is the rarest, like, well, not rarest, but what is the most bizarre request you've had?
Oh gosh, it's such a loaded question. All right,
you don't have to name them all because I'm sure you've got a whole
lot of them. I mean, there's so many. I guess. Okay, let me think. Well, I'll name one that I did and then one that I didn't do. So the most interesting one that I did do was I had a fan that was really into like dominatrix. So he had this thing about like women wearing high heels and like stepping on Cheerios and then like down talking him. So it wasn't any nudity. Like I was in, you know, dress, stockings. He just wanted me to like step on Cheerios and be like, "This is you underneath my feet, you piece of shit." and that one, and it, I was like, okay, I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. That one I did do. Wait,
before you get to the other one, ask, was the Cheerio supposed to be him?
Yes. Like he was wanting to, it was like the crunch. Like he just wanted to be, felt like he was like minimized and downgraded. And it was a little awkward at first because that's not my personality naturally. But I was like, okay, let me get into this. This is cool.
So. Hey, what is that Cheerio? What is that from? What accent would that be? Cheerio? Is that British?
British?
Yeah. There you go. That's Heather.
My British accent.
Okay, let's get to the other one.
Oh, gosh. The other one was probably getting asked to do like it was like a guy that had an anal fetish. So he wanted like a lollipop that he wanted me to like insert and then send to him. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like he wanted me to like wrap it in the mail and then send it to him and then like have pictures of it.
Oh boy.
Along with it. So that one, I was like, that's a little probably weird. I don't know you. So I didn't do that one.
So he wanted pictures just to make sure it was you and not.
It's like he wanted pictures to show that I really did it. Then he wanted the actual lollipop like wrapped up and then mailed to him. So.
Well, Eddie, I think that is a fetish, but that's pretty asking.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. I have a whole bunch of them. I could write a whole book on the crazy stuff I've heard, but that's like the two that are popping in my head.
You should write a book.
I bet you if you did like a little short book and you put that out there, just that, I'm sure there would be a lot of guys that would probably like that from somebody like you. But just all the stuff that they get to hear and go, oh my God, that's how I was thinking that too.
I have to change everyone's names. Be like, this guy. Yeah. I'll be like, you're talking about me.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. So are you, do you have any, I don't know if it's besides OnlyFans or anything, like sell stuff, or what are you doing? Do you photo shooting or?
Yeah, well, I know I told you I hurt my back like a month or two ago, so I've actually taken a short little break on that. But I'm actually doing a pretty big shoot next weekend in Atlanta. It's going to be like a post-apocalyptic Book of Eli type thing, like an abandoned building with a bunch of other models. So it's my first shoot back since I've injured myself.
Yes, Eddie, we were going to get into this, that Heather hurt her back. And I was kind of watching and seeing. I didn't really know what happened, but, you know, I was kind of watching her stories and stuff, trying to, without asking her, you know,
trying to pinpoint it,
and I couldn't. So then I said, hey, you want to come on the show? I'd really like to know what's going on, if you're okay talking about it. And she was cool.
It wasn't any, I mean, it's a, you know, people hurt their back all the time, it's like the one, number one common injury, but I don't think it was any one specific thing I did, but I had like severe pain a couple months ago, and I had to go for like an emergency MRI, and I basically herniated a disc in my lower back, like really bad, like into my spinal canal. And, you know, me being like trying all the natural ways, I don't want to have surgery. So I'm doing all the things to prevent that. But it had me pause modeling for a little bit because it was hard to wear high heels. And obviously that's part of the job if you're doing photo shoots. So.
But
yeah, I've heard of people hurting their back sneezing.
Yeah, I think mine initially was from coughing. I had got COVID back in October, and I think that like started it. And then maybe lifting my daughter, I don't know, doing something stupid, not properly, and then I just, you know, herniated the rest of it.
Yeah, you have to lift with your feet, Heather.
Carrying around these big boobs, and it herniated my back.
Eddie, that's what I was gonna say. I thought, you know, those big old watermelons hurt her back, and I felt bad. I gotta
practice good posture.
So is there a way you could have it taken care of without surgery, or are you gonna do the surgery?
Yeah, I mean,
the better way?
I don't want to have surgery. I will if it gets to the point where they're like, listen, you're gonna have permanent death injections. And then I actually just got one last week. I'm walking, I'm getting like 10,000 steps a day. I did some pool exercises with all the ladies at the Y. Like, I'm trying to do all the natural stuff to, you know, kind of help heal it naturally. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I don't have to have surgery.
Hopefully, you don't want to go under the knife.
Before I mention the DDP yoga, we had Eddie. Diamond Dallas Page on our show. He was a WWE Hall of Fame wrestler. And he does DDP yoga now, and it's gotten pretty big, and he's helped people that have had these back problems and people barely walk and stuff, and it seemed to help him. But I guess it's a yoga type thing. Have they anybody told you about yoga or any kind of like stuff like that, or is that
not? So like, without going into all the technical stuff, so yoga can help a lot, but with my specific injury, so I, without going too deep, but like my material has like sequestered out of it, of, like there's a tear. So yoga, you know, I have to actually be careful because certain stretches and movements could potentially make it worse. So right now I'm just trying to get the inflammation down. But yes, for regular, like other types of back injuries, yoga's great. Walking's great. Anything that gets blood flow to the area, like swimming's great. I mean, you know, so I think, you know, down the road, if I can get it a little better, like yoga, Pilates, all that stuff will be helpful.
Okay. We have somebody that's making a lot of comments. William Bell.
Oh, yeah. Hi. He said he was going to come in and watch me.
Because he was leaving some messages. I didn't know whether to read them or not, Eddie. He was saying he wanted the doo-doo pop.
The doo-doo pop.
He literally wanted the booty pop. I was like, oh my God, should I read these to Heather?
It wasn't him that asked me. I actually know he lives in the Bahamas, so I know him. I've met him once in real life when I was on a cruise. So I do know he's good fan for many years.
Oh, very cool. Okay, well, hello, yeah. William. I did see your messages. I wanted to say your name first before I read the comments because I didn't know what Heather would say.
No doo-doo pops for you, William.
Yes, no doo-doo pops. All the way from the Bahamas. Well, nice to meet you, William. I'm glad you tuned in to see the beautiful Heather. And do you think it was from the boobs? Or is it from sneezing?
I think it was coughing that caused the initial little bit. And then I think it was probably like improper lifting that just slowly, you know, pushed the rest of it out. It wasn't any one thing.
And the person you're seeing, the medical person, is his recommendation surgery or is his recommendation try what you're trying first? Or
He's leaving it in my hands. So he's a surgeon. So he told me, he's like, if you want surgery tomorrow, I'll do it. He's like, you definitely have enough material where a lot of people do it. He's like, but you're young. He's like, you're active, you're fit. He's like, I'm totally cool with you trying conservative treatments because unfortunately, once you have a first surgery, your chances of needing another one down the road is like tenfold. And that one's even more invasive. That's when you get into like the fusions and all that. I don't want to do all that. So he's totally cool with me, you know, because like I said, I'm still walking. I'm still active. I'm still doing all the things. It's just the heel wearing is a little bit hard.
Okay, to say that, then that means it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt it more.
No, I mean, the biggest complaint I have is so like, because the nerve is so compressed, I'm having like muscle weakness in my leg. So that's really annoying because my left leg, I keep joking, it's like a pirate peg leg because I'm having like, you know, like significant weakness and even like lifting it. So that's kind of irritating, but we'll see.
All right, let me pull Eddie up here. I know Eddie was. I'm sorry, Eddie. What do you? You had a question for Heather?
How's the pain right now, Heather? Is it like? Can you take like on a scale from 1 to 10? Would you say can you handle it or does it get?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like it's just uncomfortable. Maybe like a 2. I mean, certain times it's a little worse. Like when I flew up here to New York, I was hurting a little bit after all the flights because I was sitting for so long. But as long as I'm not like taking anything except for the epidural injections. So I'm on steroids.
Oh, wow.
That road rage.
So you're not on the weed.
No weed.
Would you think that would help? Because we had discussions on the last show and I've been telling Eddie and I'm sorry, Alyssa's not here today and Alberto's off. So you just get me and Eddie, but usually the whole gang's here. But I was telling him because my knees have been hurting and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try a little bit of weed, but it's so different today because back in the day, you know, you just had regular weed.
Grandpa weed, you know, regular old school weed.
Yes, grandpa weed. Now I'm scared to do it because not that I just want to smoke weed and just get high and stuff, which is cool too, but for the pain whenever I do have it. But I hear these things that some of this weed will send you to Jupiter.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to go there. I just want to go to the grandpa time.
Yeah.
You know?
Just relief, right?
What do you think about that in your opinion?
I mean, so for me, like same, I'm not against weed. I smoke maybe 5 times a year. So like very, and it would be like one hit and then I'm good. So I wouldn't consider myself even like a, and it's probably grandpa weed that I smoke. I don't like the feeling of being high too much because then I'm just hungry and lazy and don't get anything done. So it's like, if I do it, it's like one thing, one time at night, and that's it. And it's usually when I'm visiting like friends and family in New York. So
I told Steve, might gain some weight, Steve, if you try.
Yeah.
It's not that like I said, I haven't smoked weed in years, but you know, I used to, when I did it to have fun. You know, but now it's a whole different story. I'm like, oh, you know, things might calm some of the aches away and stuff. And but I hear people saying, oh yeah, this stuff's good. And like Eddie, he said you knew somebody you smoked, and he was never the same again.
Yeah, you know? It was laced with something.
Oh yeah, someone died recently from that. They smoked weed, and it had something else in it. And I think it was like a young, you know, and they just it was laced with something, and they died. That's scary. Better stick with your own grandpa weed.
Yeah.
Or a peace pipe, Steve. Smoke a peace pipe.
You know, you said you're in New York and you're at your sister's, if you don't mind me saying, right?
Yeah.
And Eddie, she has a sister that they almost look alike.
Really?
They look alike, boobs, the butt, and everything. I'm like, oh my God, there's two Heathers running around.
Two Heathers. Yeah.
She totally takes advantage too. We've gone to like bars or something and someone will be like, oh, Heather, let me buy you a drink. And she's like, sure, let's go get a drink. She's she doesn't model, but, you know, she's definitely, we've even gone out as twins for Halloween, like as a joke. Like, she put on this like giant like leopard butt pad, and then we went out and it was so fun. But yeah, she's younger, so I'm the older sister.
It's good. She's enjoying the perks.
Yes. Oh, so maybe that was a picture I saw. I thought that was her butt, because I was like, oh my gosh, she's got a big butt like Heather. But maybe I saw
everybody thought that. Yeah, and it was so ridiculous looking when we went out, and they're like, girl, your butt looks so good. And I'm like, oh my god, did they not realize it was like one of those Halloween like gigantic butt pads?
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes.
So you have shoot coming up, and yeah. Is there anything that you have that people could get a hold of if they just want like signed photos? Or like I said, I don't even know, you say you do OnlyFans, but is it kind of just like over there and you sell other things like pictures?
I prefer, like I said, my fans, a lot of them are my friends, so I prefer like intimate, that's the right word, like relations with them. So I'd rather, honestly, if someone wants to buy pictures privately, or they can just send me a message on Instagram. I mean, I am on OnlyFans as well, but I try to interact across all my platforms.
So since you're on here right now on the full screen, how would you tell everybody on each platform or whatever you got to follow you or go see you if they have any requests for you?
Well, it's the same name on all of them. So it's just Miss Heather V. So MSHEATHER and then the letter V. That's my Instagram. That's my OnlyFans. I think Facebook is just under Heather Vesley, but I might be maxed out on friend requests on there. So I do have a TikTok as well, and it's Miss Heather V. I'm just not as active on that. It's too many platforms to try to keep up with.
Yeah, I think on Facebook you have two of them. I think the fan one, isn't that the one you can have as many, the one where you just follow? You can have as many?
Yeah, people? Yeah, and that one, I guess you can send messages on that one. Yeah, you're right. I do have a Heather Vesley fan page on Facebook, because they make you do that once you hit over 5,000 like friends.
Okay. Wait a minute. So you went to the beach in the Bahamas.
Yes.
So Heather Vesley in a bathing suit on the beach. And William says she literally stopped traffic. And I could imagine. Okay, I gotta ask, what kind of swimsuit do you wear to the beach? You're just going to the beach. You're not trying to change the world.
I mean, I think that trip I had like a red bikini on, but I mean, now like there's so many cute bathing suits that have come out. So like lately I have one, it's like a triangle top, and then it has like the tie side bikini, you know, like too high up, but you know, like the ones that tie right here. Mm-hmm. And then have like a cute cover up with the little buckle. But I guess it depends on, you know, where I'm going, which beach.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Eddie, I gotta say, because you know, Heather has a big rear end, right? And when you wear the bottoms, even bikini. Oh yeah, hold on, let me see there. Yep, that's Heather. That's Heather right there. Mm-hmm. Do you when you wear a bikini like to the beach, is it hard to keep it without riding up, because your butt's pretty big?
That's why I like to buy separates, and that's why I like the bikinis that have like the tie sides, because like my waist is probably like a medium, but then you know when you try to fit it like around your butt, it'd be a large or extra large. So I like when you can buy bathing suits that are like separates, because even my top would be like a large or an extra large, and then having that mix and match.
I didn't know that. So you can two sizes, one for the right waist and one for the butt.
Yeah. Right?
Is that how it works? Oh, yeah. I was wondering, well, if they get a size and her waist is little, but she's got the big butt, it's only like one size. So it's gotta be.
Yeah. That's why the ones that tie are great, because you can adjust it. Because then if you get something too small, it's like cutting in. And then if you get something way too big, it's like falling off your waist. So.
Yeah. Eddie,
problems we have.
I know, but they're so beautiful though, those problems. So Heather V, Miss Heather V,
on
all platforms: Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok. Yep.
And was there
OnlyFans too? Is Miss Heather V? Yep.
Okay, I didn't even. I honestly didn't even know you had OnlyFans.
I mean,
I really didn't.
like I said, I get so many people asking about it, and I do have one. I don't put like porn on there. So, you know, some people are like, okay, I'm not joining that. I'm like, that's fine. Like, whatever. I'd rather do what I want to do than.
Oh, people are so mean. I would never go on her OnlyFans, Eddie, and ask for porn. Never. Maybe sure underwear, but not no porn.
Maybe a doo-doo pop.
Yeah. That's the first I heard. Maybe we'll call this show the doo-doo pop. From William C. Bell III. So there's three of them running around, huh?
Yep.
Three Williams and two Heathers. So your sister, is she a big supporter of your modeling?
Yeah, she actually, so I thought this was going to be through Zoom, and it's funny because it's not, but she had helped me set up a background. I'll have to send to you later, but it was like a picture, you know, that meme where the guy is turning around and his girlfriend's giving him like the dirty look. She's like, well, this would be perfect for that radio show. So yeah, yes. She's very supportive, very protective, even though she's my younger sister. But yeah.
Really? Is she there?
She's working, but yeah, she's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should have said she's a bigger supporter. She should have told her to come on and say hi next time she can.
I will. I'll call her next time.
But let me get back over here to Eddie. Eddie, another question for Heather.
So what's going on in, what did you say, Georgia? That you're going?
Yeah, that's where I live. I'm just up visiting family right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So the shoot is in, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the shoot is next weekend. It's, like I said, it's at an abandoned building, and there's a bunch of models, I think, and then different photographers. And I had to watch that movie, The Book of Eli, because they're doing like a badass grunge, like apocalyptic type shoot. So that should be pretty fun because I've never done anything like that. So,
did you like the movie? I liked the movie.
Yeah, I did. I've seen it a long time ago, but I had to get inspiration for like costume ideas. So I'm going to be like dirty and have some like braids and, you know, camo or something.
I like it already. I haven't even seen
it. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? We've had Heather on a few times and I've never, I guess maybe I was just too into looking at her while we're having the interview, but her voice is very attractive. I like it. I've never really really heard it like this. Maybe because you're on a cell phone, or you're on location or something. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm on really, a cell phone right now, but
at least it's quiet, and maybe that's why. And usually you're like you're on location, or I think last time she came on and she was taking a break or something in the car and shoots and stuff like that. But I can really hear it this time.
You like my British accent?
I love it. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Oh no, Heather, I wouldn't mind being dominated by it, but I don't know about the Cheerio thing. I don't want to be crunched. I don't want to be crunched, Eddie.
Just eat those for breakfast, Steve.
You sure he didn't want Fruit Loops? No, see, everybody has their thing, and that's
everybody
all good.
Everybody has their
thing. I know, and honestly, like, that was years ago, but, like, no judgment on that guy. I mean, he was respectful. It was what it was, you know, separated. That was fine. He did his own thing, and he compensated me fairly, so.
Yeah, you know, any guys or anybody should never do that because there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's what's wrong with having if some guy wants a girl to dress up and be the dom, and it does something to him.
That's your thing.
It doesn't hurt me. It doesn't hurt Eddie. It doesn't hurt nobody.
Yep. If that's your thing, I guess it's okay.
Even the booty pop guy. Hey, you know, hey, if there might be some woman out there that would do that, you know?
Yep. And, hey, yeah, so. I mean, I'm not, even that, like, he shot a shot, that's okay. I just, you know, I was like, and I think I did do other, like, I think he did buy pictures, like, different stuff, but just that specific request I didn't do. But, he was like, okay, not that, maybe you'll do this. I think I think that was the guy that bought panties, like, after I worked out or something. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Here's some panties. There you go.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, okay, so this guy gets panties you work out in, and I get almost knocked out by your perfume. I love. It's great, but you got to warn me next time. I thought I was, I took a hit like I was on a bong, Eddie.
And I'm glad the scent made it all the way across the country.
It did, and I didn't know where I was for about 2 minutes.
It took a big whiff. Yeah.
But, okay, here's another question. I know we're going a little long, but
military wife?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
know. My kid Bob, yeah, he was in the military. He's not anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, I used to, you know, back then, you know, do all the traveling and living all the different places, but not anymore.
That's right. Yeah, because I remember, because I follow Heather. I'm a fan, Eddie. I'm a fan.
Did you like that, Heather, moving around from place to place?
You moved a lot, right?
Yeah, I moved. It was a lot. I think it was like 6 moves in 6 years or 6 moves in 7 years. And, you know, there's pros and cons of that, but it was a lot. And at that time, my son was quite young, so it was just a lot on him. But yeah, it's a crazy lifestyle.
That's crazy. How did your your other half, was he okay with not okay with you move, because you got to move, but what, all the men in love with you,
was he okay at the time? I mean, when I had met him, like, we, you know, I modeled, I think even back then I was like still dancing, so, you know, it wasn't something I was hiding.
oh no I know, but I mean, you know, some guys have to, I mean, I would be cool with it, you know, because that's what you do. But I mean, some guys wouldn't like that. You know what I mean? There's some guys that dig it, and some guys that say, okay, well, it's over now. You're with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. For me, I'm pretty independent, so I don't think I would have been, you know, pursued a relationship with someone that was like, no, you can't do that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Eddie, so. You wouldn't stop Heather if you ended up dating her or something. You wouldn't say, Heather, would you?
No, as long as it was discussed up front, I would.
I think as long as there's like agreed upon mutual boundaries or whatever, you know, it's going to look like, I think it's, you know, work.
Yeah, I would go court Heather and I'd have a box of Cheerios. That's how I court her, because I'd say, okay, you know, you're in charge and I'd still be the man, but, you know, I'll let you know that you can do what you want, you be happy, and we'll all be happy. Right?
But now, of all the places that you were stationed at, were they all in the United States, or were like in Europe and?
There was a point where he went to another country for a year. Mm-hmm. But no, I stayed back with. I just had my son at the time, so I stayed in Atlanta. But no, I stayed. And it was all on the East Coast too. It was like New York, Georgia, North Carolina, and then the 1 year, like when he went overseas.
No Bahamas, no Hawaii, no.
No, nothing crazy. Just all pretty local.
So we know your sister's in New York. Are you still traveling around, or is you have a home base that you can now call your own, or?
I don't know. It's so up in the air. I mean, right now my home base is Atlanta. I've been there in like 2.5 years, but all my family is, you know, up here in New York. So I do come up here a lot just to see them, and I have like parents, siblings, cousins, everything's up here.
So you're from New York?
Yeah.
That's where you were,
like, your born and raised. Yeah, I never left until after college, so it was like early 20s. So I lived here my whole, like, growing up.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So you're a New York girl. New York girl with a little bit of Brit.
Yes. A British New Yorker.
Yeah. It's the first time we had a British New York model on, Eddie.
Yeah.
A little swirl. I like it. Well, everybody, go check out Heather's OnlyFans, and you can talk to her and ask her a request, and you know, if she's up to it, and she won't put you down if you ask. But she wants to do it, she'll do it. If she doesn't, she'll tell you no.
Yeah, but she's comfortable.
Yeah, she's no feelings will be hurt or nothing. Just
and nothing surprises me either. So
I can imagine after that. Could you imagine, Eddie? You're talking to the girl and going, hey, can you, with the lollipop? I guess you just say it straight out, I guess. And then have the nerve to say, can you take pictures so I know it's you and not
her? Not just kind of random lollipop.
Did he say he wanted one of those big super pops, or?
No, we didn't get that far. I don't know, maybe.
How many licks does it get to the center?
Oh, boy. Too much.
Oh, God.
But you need to. You've gone too long, and I gotta say, you look so good after having your last baby, and you look really good.
Thank you.
Very good. Very beautiful, and I'm so happy, Eddie. I'm sure Eddie and the whole crew are so happy you're a friend of our show. And
you'll have to send me some more like clothing so that I can model it for you guys and send you pictures. I don't know if you have new stuff now, but
yes, I do, and I know, except for the. The booty shorts.
Yeah.
they don't come in those sizes. So the only the ones are the white ones. We only have the white ones still. And but shirts, we can do some short shirts. If that's okay?
Yeah, yeah. I can make anything work. I'll be creative.
Yes, we have some cool shirts, right, Eddie? We got some cool shirts that. They're just regular t-shirts, but they got cool logos on them, and you can cut them or just wear them or do whatever you want with them. And
okay.
And whatever you want, Heather. You can do whatever you want here.
You
just
come
in here and just do what you want. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
But everybody, I'm going to blow up so I can see. Oh, my goodness. Those. Well, we know one thing. Heather will never drown when she goes to the beach if she jumps in the water.
Never.
But everybody, go find her on social media at Miss Heather V.
Yep.
On Instagram, Facebook, and OnlyFans,
TikTok.
And TikTok, and go check her out. I've seen her photos. She's got beautiful photos, and if you'd like a signed photo or something, I'm sure you can just message her, and she'll let you know and how much they are, and she'll get them out to you. I have one, a beautiful one you sent us for the show, and I still have it framed. One of my favorites, and. So go get yours. Ask Heather. You would sign a photo and send it to somebody, right?
I do that all the time. Get print, sign it, mail it. Yep, all the time.
Okay, here's the one. Does William have one?
Has
William ever asked for a signed photo of you since he's a big fan?
I don't think so. We have a picture together that we took at the beach.
Oh. Okay.
So it wasn't like a modeling photo. Because when I met him... It was on the beach, and we had, I'm going to say it wrong, conch salad. And so he used to joke and call me Miss Conky Joe. It was my first time eating snail. So.
Okay. Well, hey, that's even better, having a picture with Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, what she said was pretty good, but I think I would rather have one with her, because you can say, I had a picture with Heather.
Yeah.
Look at this. But that's cool. And, I'm just so happy you're here. I'm glad you made it happen. Thank you so much. Eddie, do you have anything to say before Heather goes takes New York?
Continue to come on the show, and hope your back gets better. Hope you don't need the surgery.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Yes, please. You send us messages. Let us know how that back's going. I follow you as much as I can, and to see how you're doing. And if it, you know, just say hi once in a while.
Okay.
And if you ever want to come back on, just send a message.
All
right. And you're right on. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Okay. Well,
I hope you guys have a good day. Eddie, get out of that basement. Go see some sun.
I know. He's going to remind us of that guy that was on the news about TikTok all sad in the basement his friends.
I think my lighting, the sun is that way. And so I got to get a light.
He's going to get a light next time you come on, Heather. He's going to have a new light, and he's going to be
I'll be like,
bright.
Who is that guy? I don't recognize him at all.
Yeah.
All right, Heather. Thank you so much. You take care of yourself and take care of that back, okay?
I will. Bye, guys.
Bye. Take care. Okay, that was Heather Vesely, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Man, I never noticed her accent.
I couldn't really.
She has a little touch of
a New York accent.
Yeah, but maybe it's a straight accent, American accent it's not hardcore New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm getting screwed up. It's almost like, oh, there's a little bit of another country in there or something, because it's not like all hardcore New York.
Maybe she's picked up that Southern Belle.
Maybe
in Georgia, Southern Belle accent.
New York, a Southern New Yorker. How's that?
Southern New Yorker, a beautiful one at that.
Yeah, that man, those boobs are big, huh? She's got both of them. She got the butt and the boobs.
Mm-hmm. She's blessed.
That's crazy. She was blessed on both. Some women mm-hmm. only have either boobs and no butt, or butt and no boobs.
Yeah.
Then you have Heather. Got them both, Eddie.
What do you think about the lollipop guy?
Well, you can't blame him. I mean, I don't know if I could ask for something like that, but can you blame him for asking for something like that from Heather?
That's just kind of weird, but like she said, nothing surprises her, so I guess everybody has their thing.
I guess that's probably as close as he can get to her butt, I guess. I mean, you know, hey, there's guys that are with women, right, in the privacy of their own home who, you know, they'll lick the butt and stuff like that, mm-hmm. so... You know, that's somebody who's into you, into your girl, right? Into your woman.
That's crazy.
But to ask, well, I guess that's, you know, those things are for, I guess. Those OnlyFans, you shoot your shot and ask, hey, do you do this? Mm-hmm. I'll pay you. Why not? Yeah. I mean, you know, if she doesn't want to, of course, but there's some women that will probably do it.
If the price is right, right, Steve?
If the price is right. It's funny that money's a funny thing.
Money's a funny thing.
I'm sure she does. She does really well, so she doesn't to. She doesn't have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she doesn't have to.
But if she did, stuff. I wouldn't. I still think she's the angel of angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I wonder if it's a Tootsie Roll Pop or a Blow Pop or what do you think? Or one of those big suckers. You know, those ones that are just on a stick and they're like big mm-hmm. rainbow looking.
A jawbreaker kind.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie, what's the matter with you? too much. I didn't even know she had an OnlyFans. We've known her how long, and I didn't even think she had one. I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, she says she's not really on it, though. She yeah, just has true. It to... Yeah, maybe... I guess it's like everything. A lot of people will just go to the OnlyFans. A lot of people will just do, like, Instagram. And I guess everybody has their preferences, right?
You know what I forgot, Eddie? You forgot what? To tell me.
What?
I forgot to put Heather's ticker up. There it is, people. Oh. You guys gotta remind me, Eddie.
It's up now. I didn't know you didn't tell me, or else I would have.
All right, next time. Next shows. Mm-hmm. We have a ticker for every guest that comes on.
Okay.
That says, if you see running on the bottom of the screen,
mm-hmm.
the M25 show interview with fashion model Heather Vesely, mm-hmm. or her name spelled out, and people can write it down or what have you.
Canada.
Sorry, Heather, but we got it up now. We'll run it for a couple minutes, and then we'll put our sponsor up that Eddie didn't remind me to put up either.
You didn't tell me.
Eddie, you got to help me, Eddie. I got so many gadgets here that I'm trying to control.
We don't have our technician today.
So Alyssa is off today too.
Mm-hmm.
She had to take the Jeep in.
Oh no, already?
Yeah, just to, I guess probably.
Oh, routine?
Probably routine-ish.
Oil change and all that stuff. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think.
Hopefully.
Something like that. Yeah, no, there's nothing. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. It's just new, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you hopefully. See the Jeep?
Yeah, I did. I saw it the day we went.
I did too. When I remember, I had to stay and get the. What did I have to get for Maggie? She wanted a. Was it a shake?
Something.
So
like
before
that.
I get home, you know, this is my time with you guys, right? I need to spend with you guys on Christmas, and then you know, my other half has to call me. Oh, can you bring me this and that?
Yeah.
Like, can't you just leave me alone for one time with the gang? So I had to stand back while you guys leave. And I get the shake, and then I see Alyssa pull off in that brand new Jeep.
That Jeep.
It was nice, huh?
Yeah, it is nice. Neighbor has the same one.
Alberto?
No, my neighbor.
Oh, okay. What is it, a Cherokee? What kind of Jeep?
Yeah, it's a Cherokee.
Mm. Too much.
They're nice. They're nice. Nice cars.
Alrighty. Okay, Eddie, I'm going to put our sponsor up here. Oh, look, we can put them both up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Eddie, why don't you talk about our sponsor a little bit while we're both on the screen?
Natural Wonders. Go to naturalwonders.com. Shop at naturalwonders.com. At checkout, use the promo code M25SHOW and you'll receive 25% off your order. Great products. Actually, I just bought a new shampoo from Natural Wonders.
Did?
Yeah, it's the biotin, and it's supposed to strengthen your hair. So,
really?
And it smells really good too. I'm surprised. It smells really good. But yeah, I just got it last week.
Oh, did you order it?
Yeah, I ordered it.
Did you use the promo code?
Mm-hmm.
The M25 show?
Yes, sir.
And you got 25% off?
I got it.
All right. Look at, see, yeah. Eddie, even we shop there and we get a 25% off.
Yeah, it's I love the way it smells. It smells really good. So very I think good. Next I have to buy the I have to restock on the the body scrub.
Oh, is it really rough or?
No.
What does it feel like? I've never used that stuff you're telling me. It has like little particles in it, right?
To it's like got scrub like, the skin. Uh-huh. It's kind of like, have you ever used not the Sasquatch stuff, but like the
Sasquatch soap?
The soap?
About when you're saying, is it kind of like the lava type thing?
There you go. That's what I was thinking. Like the lava that, you know, the little gritty.
How about that orange goop that has a little bit of grit in it that, mm-hmm. you know, when you work mm-hmm. on
kind
cars.
Of like that, but yeah. it's not rough. No, it feels good. I like it.
It's just enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I like it.
Very cool. I like
it. Yep. So I use the shampoo and the conditioner. I use the lotion. Mm. The hemp lotion.
Yeah, you like that hemp, huh?
Yeah, I like it. I really like it. And then I have the hair serum, but I don't use it because I don't have a lot of hair. Huh?
Well, maybe if you start using it, something will sprout out.
That's why I bought the biotin natural wonder shampoo, because it's supposed to straighten your hair. It's supposed to, let's see.
It's supposed to
make it thicker. I think
save the hair you have, or how does I know it was explained, but I didn't really
understand. It's supposed to strengthen your hair, so I think it's supposed to make it fuller.
Okay.
So. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it was just, but the first time I used it, I kind of felt, yeah, it felt like thicker.
You liked it?
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it. Very, very pleased.
So, Natural Wonders. If mm-hmm. you look at the little ticker below, that's the Natural Wonders, how you type it in, the website.
Natural Wonders, Wonders with the WUNDERZ.
Yes.
With the Z.
Yes, and you can
use promo code 25% off your order
after you put your orders in the basket, or what do you call it, cart, in the cart, and you go to checkout, look for the
check out.
There's a little box, or is it a big box? I don't know.
You got a promo code, and then you say yes, put it in M25 show.
A lot of people will forget. Don't forget, boom, look for the promo box.
You get hooked up with 25% off.
That's pretty good promo box.
That's good.
I mean, 25% off. Mm-hmm. A lot of people only give like 5 or 10%.
10.
25. That's good. That's every good. Time for people that listen to our show. Or people that use that promo code with our show name. Because I believe first time users get 25% off. Mm-hmm. Like if they don't even use the code. But after that, if they come back and they like it and they want to buy more, you don't get the discount. But if you listen to our show and you know our name of our show, the M25 show, all the time you shop, you can shop hundreds of times throughout the year, you'll always get 25% off.
They'll definitely want to buy more because it's a good product.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there'll be some brand new stuff. I think they told me they were coming out with, and as soon as we know, we'll talk about them.
I think we had asked him about the gel, right? If they make a
hair gel,
Natural Wonders gel. I think he said they were working on it, or I forget, but I think he said, yeah, that they were working on it.
Yeah. We'll find out when he gets a hold of us and mm-hmm. says he has some new stuff, and hopefully he'll give us some samples that we can try out, and then we can really talk about them. It's always good when you try them and talk about them, too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I know Alyssa uses it, too, right? She uses the mask and the lotion, the other lotion,
she likes that rose lotion.
That rose lotion,
it's like a red mm-hmm. rose or something. So I imagine it smells like a rose or cherry or what. Yeah. I don't know what the hell.
Mine smells like pineapple. On it. Mine smells like pineapple. So
it smells like a pineapple.
Mm-hmm. I've got compliments on it.
That you smell like a pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's that smell?
I think the girls like pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, never know why. That pineapple scent.
Yep.
I don't know. Let me see here. What do we got
going on? I wonder if they make a travel size lotion for
Natural Wonders?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know a lot of their stuff that they do is all big sizes, you know?
Yeah.
You get
But, I mean, size. I guess you can buy a little one of those little dispensers and fill it up when you're traveling, so you'll have it always with you.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Hey, Eddie, did you hear about this guy? I believe he is from the UK. Mm-hmm. He was an accountant for a company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say he was a geeky dude, right? So he was bullied, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he got pissed off and he stole $170,000 to spend on cocaine and prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is, a miserable accountant who was bullied by workmates for being geeky, ripped off $170,000 from his bosses and splurged it all in just one weekend on cocaine and prostitutes.
In one weekend?
In one weekend, Eddie.
Wow. Some party.
Accountant worker Darren Carville stole a total of $260,000 from the car service chain Mr. Clutch, which he squandered on drug-fueled sex with escorts. The awkward 38-year-old admitted almost bankrupting Mr. Clutch by stealing a fortune because he wanted a weekend of madness and to go out with a bang. The head office worker was jailed for 2.5 years after admitting 18 fraud charges. Holy mackerel. What do you think about that, Eddie?
Crazy.
So, I mean, he just cocaine and hookers.
And women?
No, the hooker women. So he sex.
A lot
he
of
paid,
money.
Paid money for them. Just to
paid good money, huh?
So for that weekend, I guess he wasn't a geek.
I guess not. He was the man.
Can you imagine all that money in a one weekend?
In one weekend. That's
holy mackerel. That is crazy.
Some expensive women, huh?
One weekend, Eddie? Versus, I think 200. The total came out to $270,000.
So you didn't have enough?
I think so.
What did you say? He stole $170,000?
$170,000, but when it was all over, the total came to $270,000. I guess he needed another $100,000.
Maybe he underestimated.
Maybe there was underestimated. One really liked. Yeah. let me see. Hello, Varishka. Varishka saying, hello, Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Varishka.
Varishka, I you know what? I messaged her the other day. I wanted her to come back on the show because, I don't know. I was thinking about her the other day. And I hope you don't mind me saying that, Varishka, but I was thinking about her, Eddie. I haven't seen her for a while, and I was wondering how she was doing. And I was wanting her to come back on the show. And she said, hopefully, maybe someday she'll come back on. And
hopefully soon?
Yeah. And if not, you know, it's okay. But, you know, I sent the invite.
So what do you do if you have $170,000 and they say, oh, your bill is $260,000?
Go back to work and steal another $100,000.
Work off the rest.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do 420.
He becomes a prostitute?
Well, I can't see. That's a lot of money. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
I mean, that's a lot of sex.
Surprise. A lot of people don't make that in a year.
I mean, I know cocaine is expensive, but okay, $170,000. Okay, let's say you spend $70,000 on cocaine. Man, that's still a lot of money, right?
That's a lot of money.
And then $100,000 on the girls. Oh wait, hold on, Eddie. Before we continue, Varishka says, let's do 420.
420.
She would come on. She's got to go. Let me know about 420. Okay, we'll let you know, Varishka. We'll look at the calendar and see if we can get that to work. She wants to come on 420, Eddie.
Okay.
April 20th, okay?
We'll write it down.
We'll let you know, Varishka. We'll look after the show and see if that fits the schedule, if it's open. 420, Eddie, for Varishka.
420.
Varishka. Yeah, she's got a big butt, too. Love it. Yeah, but I can't even, Eddie, I mean, I like sex, and how much can you, in a weekend? Let's say how many girls, I'm almost speechless. Even if it's one girl, how many times can you do her?
in a weekend?
$100,000 worth? Over $100,000 worth?
Well, I don't know if
unless he's charging $50,000 one hit.
I guess if you have cocaine in your system, who knows how long you can.
Oh, maybe. I guess you can keep going, huh? You don't finish, I guess. Or what? Do you finish? I don't know.
I've never had sex with cocaine. Also, I don't know.
Maybe you don't finish, so you can just bang all weekend.
You just rub it on the tip and it goes numb?
Oh, God. just plop it in the baggie?
You know how they do that? They put their finger in and then they numb it?
A little nummy.
You get that numbing sensation?
Could you imagine if you can't feel the head of your penis?
Oh. Well,
and, you know, she's biting on it and chewing on it. You don't even know. She's biting on it like beef jerky. You're just laughing.
You can't feel a thing.
Oh, God. You see a little bit of blood coming out, but you still don't feel it. Oh, God. All purple.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah, see, that drug's heavy drugs, Eddie.
I've never had sex with cocaine in my system.
Eddie, I'll give you $200,000. One weekend, I need you to spend it all on hookers and cocaine. Where do you start?
Start with the hookers.
Okay, you got $200,000, Eddie. How many, in one day, how many you think you can get in one day?
I don't know.
And would you go through them or just stay with one?
I'd try to go through them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You imagine, but that's a lot of money. Yeah. If you really wanted to, you'd probably go through hundreds of them. But I mean, your penis, how it's going to have to just fall asleep eventually.
What goes come down, right?
Yeah, it's got to just hang on the side of your thigh. It's just saying, hey, man, I'm tired.
I'm tired of spitting.
It says break time. Take my Union 10.
I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of.
Well, the guy must have been pretty pissed off.
But yeah, he was
mad. Because
you can die, right? You can die from too much cocaine. You can have an overdose.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, he apparently not.
Going to jail. He ended up living, Eddie, because he got sentenced to jail.
He went out with a bang, huh?
Oh, man. You know how much ass he probably got? I bet you he did the lollipop thing. Put a lollipop in the girl's butt. He probably could do whatever he wanted with that money.
Now he's giving up that ass in jail.
Oh, God. I don't know. Man, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to blow on women and drugs.
You know he had to do the old snort some coke off her ass, huh?
Probably.
That's what... Living like Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think they overcharged him, though. $100,000 too much. He was over budget.
Yeah, I don't know how he went through all that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Had to go get another grand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. We got one more story, Eddie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. It says naked man bathes in Burger King water tank. Okay. A Colombian dude had it his way when he decided to take a full body soak, stripping down to his birthday suit and plunging into a Burger King water tank on the roof. An eyewitness recently filmed this wild footage on camera, and you can see the naked dude emerging from a giant container atop of a Burger King in Vigano? Where's that at, Eddie? Just south of Mendelin. Mind you, this happened in broad daylight, and yes, the man here was completely naked.
Medellin, huh?
Yes.
I've heard of Medellin, but not the other place I haven't heard of.
I don't even know where that... What did I say in Medellin? Medellin.
It's Medellin.
Yeah, because it has those weird accents over the I.
Mm.
Where is that? Is that in...
Colombia.
Colombia, okay. Mm. He chills on the edge for a bit like it's no big deal. This before completely exiting the water tank and lowering himself down. Of course, this sight freaked customers out as they assumed he was swimming in water that this Burger King actually used in some capacity. Thankfully, Burger King was quick to reassure everyone there was no risk of contamination here. They say these tanks are just reserves and not used in food prep or facility cleaning. Man, you imagine if that's what they use to serve water?
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Naked guy just taking a little dip. What is going on, Eddie?
He wasn't sucking on a lollipop, was he?
Oh, God. You know, it would be funny if he jumped in with the lollipop, then he came out and didn't have one. It was gone. Little stick sticking out.
So what, these tanks are what, on the roof and they use them for emergencies, I guess?
They said for reserves. Well, reserves for what? In case they run out of water, then that's where they get it?
I guess. Maybe.
I think that, I don't know. Of course they're not going to say, yeah, you know, we do use this water for...
they could use it for the toilets and stuff, maybe to... I don't know.
Well, because they do have little water things by the fountain drinks. You know, that mm-hmm. one you push that water, only water comes out?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, Eddie, if you got a big cup of water, you're out jogging or riding a bike, and you're just really thirsty and got the big gulp size.
Mm-hmm.
And down the whole thing, and you walk out to your bike, and you see the guy get out of the tank on the roof naked. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Do you go back in and say something, or you just get the hell out of there?
You say something.
Would you be disturbed? Would you be disturbed over that?
Yeah, I'd be puking.
That's nasty. Oh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Too much. Well, just Eddie.
It's filtered water, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, let's hope so. Oh, that's a lot of... imagine if that guy went on a big, long bike ride. He was just hot and wanted to jump into the tank. Cool off. Imagine if, like, Will did that.
Unbelievable.
After Will worked all night, he's all sweaty. He just gets naked and jumps in the tank. Oh, man.
He doesn't work that hard, does he?
No, but he gets all sweaty just because he's... when he moves, he gets sweaty.
I remember Vegas. He gets sweaty.
Yes, you see that. Imagine him, a sweaty Will, jumping one of those. Oh, God, going to the Burger King fountain drinks.
You're sweating at 1 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Yeah, she wasn't even doing anything, just sitting there or standing there, sweating like he just got out of a 15-round boxing fight. Oh man.
Good times.
That's crazy. Well, Eddie, it's about that time to hit it.
All right.
We want to thank our guest Heather Vesely for coming on. Follow her on all platforms under Miss Heather V. She's on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and OnlyFans.
I can't believe she looks that good and she has a 2-year-old kid.
Yeah, do you see her? She has some abs all going on there too. You see that? That's crazy. Yeah, she's pretty fit.
She looks great.
Like I said, I've seen some. Like I follow her on social media, and after she had her baby, even when she had her baby, she did like a modeling shot, and she had a belly, but she still looked pretty good.
Yeah, right? she looks amazing.
And then she had her baby, and then it didn't even seem that long. Maybe like 4 or 5 months. It's like damn, it's just like her body was all hard and everything, and like looking good. And
well, she says she stays active, so that maybe that helps. But yeah, she looked. She looked good.
Yeah. Daddy. Okay. Well, anyway, go check her out because she's got a lot of hot pictures and you can get a signed copy from her if you just message her and ask her. And I'm sure she'd send it, right, Eddie? That's what she said.
Yep.
Now, as far as the lollipop, I don't know. She won't do that, though.
She takes requests, but not always fulfills them.
Yes. That's crazy. That guy had a lot of balls, though, to ask, huh? I wonder if it was the first time he ever talked to her and asked.
I don't. I hope not.
That's crazy. Well, hey, you know, he didn't want to beat around the bush. Said, hey, yeah, this is what I'd like. Are you? Will you do it? And she said, no. And she was cool.
That's straight to the point, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? She liked that, too, because, hey, as long as you don't get mad at me for not wanting to do it.
Yeah.
She said he was cool because he said, okay, well, what about this? Or what about this?
Yeah. Option number two.
I can't believe she sent somebody her underwear that was all natural, and she sent me the one doused in perfume.
Yeah, so if you make a request, if you have a request, make sure you have a backup plan.
Yes. Because, you know, if it's way out there, she may not
do it. Yeah, if it's way out there. And she may do it.
She might do something that's...
It's in her comfort. It's in her comfort zone, and yes.
Could you imagine her? All she does is send people feet, and they pay her feet pictures.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Us guys are nuts, aren't we? But hey, so what? Hey, she gets paid. We have fun, and everybody's a happy world, Eddie. Well, she must have nice feet, because you know there's some women that don't have nice feet.
Oh yeah, there's some women with some nasty feet.
Yes. So, women, if you have a nice feet, there's guys out there that love the feet. You can make some money off it. All you gotta do is take a picture of your feet and they'll send you money. What's wrong with that? You know, some women, they're like, oh no, I'd never do the OnlyFans and send sexy pictures. Mm-hmm. Imagine if someone said, I'd never take a picture of my feet and send it to somebody. Oh hell, if I could, I would.
Money's a crazy thing.
Yes, it is.
Some people would do it just about anything for money.
And the way things are today, people want the money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here, Eddie, and we'll be back next week. Actually, next week we have, I believe, before we get off, let me double check before I say this. Yes. Next week we're having Tatiana and Angie back on.
Okay.
You remember them too, right? Mm-hmm. Angie AR and Tatiana will be on. They've been wanting to come on for a long time, so they're very excited to come on, and there's always a good show with those two.
Alrighty.
And after that, the week after, on the 28th, we have a dude coming on that's making a Bigfoot movie.
Oh, really?
That's actually investigated and has footage and stuff that they take, and they turn it into a movie. And I got a hold of him, and I was talking to him about his movie, and sounded very interesting. He said he would come on and talk about the movie and what's in it and what he's experienced with the Bigfoot.
It's a movie and or a documentary?
Oh, I think it's a movie.
Okay.
When he comes on, he'll talk about it. I don't know the whole thing about it, but it's a movie that's coming out in, I think it's coming out in April. So we have him coming on the show March 28th. So it's like right before. So, from what I take, it's coming out in the movies.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Okay.
So
we'll give it away.
Yeah. So next week, next Thursday, March 21st, we have Tatiana and Angie AR coming on. Mm-hmm. The week after, March 28th, we have Kaylee. His name is Kaylee Neal, and he's made a Bigfoot movie about. Tracking a real Bigfoot. Very interesting, Eddie.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
All right. That's time for us to get out of here, Eddie, because, you know, it's that time for us to go enjoy our weekend just like everybody else will. And with that, we are going to get the hell out of here, and everybody be safe and have a good time.
Yep.
And remember, life is too short to be shy. Mm-hmm. So go have fun. Just don't hurt nobody. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, we'll see you.
long hair rockers. Oh, the memories. Classic cars, big tits and bars. Drinking all night like rock and roll stars. When I play that song, don't it take you back? I got a Fullerton six string on my back.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.